The 11 brothers returned to Joseph's house and fell to the ground before him in great distress. Joseph said to them, "What is this you have done? Do you not know that such a man as I can find things out by divination?" Judah replied, "What can we say to my lord? God has uncovered your servant's guilt. We are now my lord's slaves." "Far be it from me to do such a thing," replied Joseph. "Only the man who was found to have my cup will become my slave. The rest of you, go back to your father in peace." Then Judah went up to him and said, "Please, my lord, let your servant speak a word to my lord. Do not be angry with your servant, though you are equal to Pharaoh himself." Then he began to explain about the family. "The boy cannot leave his father," he said. "If he leaves him, his father will die. He is the youngest of his sons, and our father loves him. This boy and his brother, who is dead, are both the sons of his old age, the children of the wife he loved. When we left to buy food, our father was not willing to send the boy with us, but your servant guaranteed his safety, and I will bear the blame all my life if I do not bring him back. No, do not let me see the evil that would come upon my father, for he will die." Then Judah offered to exchange his freedom for Benjamin's, and to become a slave in his place. As he listened, Joseph was very moved. The brothers' love for their father, their loyalty towards Benjamin, their father's favorite, and the spirit of self-sacrifice displayed by Judah proved that God had given them a change of heart. Deeply moved, Joseph cried out, "Make everyone leave my presence." Alone with his brothers, Joseph said, "Come close to me," and they came closer. Then they saw that he was weeping and were troubled. "I am Joseph," he said to them. "Is my father still alive?" His brothers stood there stunned, unable to answer. So Joseph said, "I am your brother Joseph, the one you sold into Egypt. But do not be distressed about that. It was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you." Then he explained that the 2 years of famine would be followed by 5 more years, in which there would be neither ploughing nor harvesting. "God sent me before you to preserve many lives," he said. "So then it was not you who sent me here, but God. He has made me a father to Pharaoh, the lord of his entire household, and ruler of all Egypt." Then Joseph told his brothers to return to their father, and to come back with him, and with their families, their herds, and their flocks, so as to receive help during the years of famine. "You will lack nothing," he said to them, "and you shall live in the region of Goshen, and be near me." His brothers still remained speechless. So Joseph said, "Look, you can see for yourselves that it is really I who am speaking to you. Tell my father all that has happened, and bring him down here quickly." Then he threw his arms around his brother Benjamin, and they both wept. He kissed his other brothers, and at last they began to talk with him. When the news reached Pharaoh's palace that Joseph's brothers had come, Pharaoh and all his officials were pleased. The king told Joseph to bring his father, his brothers, and all their households down to Egypt, and they would receive the best the land could offer. So Joseph gave them carts, as Pharaoh had commanded, and provisions for their journey. To each of them he also gave new clothing, but to Benjamin he gave 300 pieces of silver and 5 sets of clothes. For his father he sent 10 donkeys loaded with the best things of Egypt, and 10 female donkeys loaded with corn and bread and other provisions for his journey. Then he sent his brothers off, telling them not to quarrel on the way. When Jacob's sons arrived home, they told their father all that had happened. "Joseph is still alive," they said. "In fact, he is ruler of all Egypt." Jacob's heart fainted, for he did not believe them. But when they told him everything Joseph had said, and he saw the carts Joseph had sent with them, and the donkeys loaded with gifts and provisions, his spirit revived. "It is enough," he said. "My son Joseph is still alive. I will go and see him before I die." Next episode, Jacob's family settles in Egypt.